the bars are closed.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
greetings, Earthlings.
Okay.
Flashback.
You wanted to do away with that. Now you're bringing it back. Pick a lane, Sherwood. Pick a lane.
Listen, we're having a funky show today, and I thought that I would just start it funky.
Why do you feel like it's funky?
Well, are you not sharing your secret today?
Who said it's my secret?
It's your secret.
Okay, so if you haven't heard, we have big news. Bombs. I shouldn't say bombs.
Jeez Louise, we're on a radio station.
I shouldn't say that. No, I shouldn't say that. Don't tell anyone I said that. It is a big secret that we will be revealing. Actually, it's a multi-part secret, probably three secrets in one, that we will be revealing at 7:30 this morning on 97.5 WOKQ. So I think you know what I'm going to say is that the best choice is to just stay where you are and not leave us until that moment. Mm. Just hang out with us all morning long until 7:30. That would be ideal. But if you have stuff to do, you have to get the kids off to daycare, you got to be on the job site, you can't listen, just make sure you're back for 7:30. And we're going to replay it at 9:15 too. So you'll have a few opportunities to be in the know on the big announcement happening here on Kira and Logan in the morning. 7:30. Don't miss it. All right. So yesterday we had a little conversation about boat etiquette. I don't have any friends with boats. At least I didn't think I did. And so that was a good conversation. I learned a lot. We're going to relive that together now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Our names, Kira and Logan. Last name in the morning. So I've been making it my life's mission every summer for as many summers as I can recall to make a friend who has a boat. I have yet to accomplish that.
The Sherwoods, my parents just got a boat a couple months ago.
But that's different. It's because I have friends who have parents that have boats.
Gotcha.
That's not the same as having a friend who has the boat. It's a little different.
I think Dave and Vicky are going to be pretty PO'd that you're not considering them a friend. But that's okay. I digress.
I stand corrected. They are friends. They are friends. I forgot they have a boat. But I'm not so... since I don't have friends with boats, I'm not so plugged in with boat culture.
Boat etiquette.
Yes, the do's and the don'ts. And Logan and I were chatting off the air while the songs were playing about how much money it takes to fill a boat with gas.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos on social media about friends who have boats and their friends go on the boats and they don't contribute anything. And it's
freeloaders.
Like, right. And it's
free
like
floaters, really.
People, nice one.
Thanks.
The boat people, the boat owners, from my interpretation on the social medias, they're kind of ticked off that they supply the food and the music and the drinks on the boat and then the gas for the boat, and then they go out on the boat all day and they blow all the gas and then they got to fill it. And it's like, hey, you guys got to contribute. If we're hanging out having dinner, you probably bring a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. If we were doing a road trip, you'd probably contribute to gas that way. So what I'm learning is you can't just show up to a friend's boat empty-handed. A lot of people are looking for some assistance and gas money. And Kira and I are like, what's that cost?
Right.
I said to Kira, again, off air just a second ago, like if I bring a 20 spot, if I'm like, hey, here's my contribution, is 20 bucks for gas? Is that enough? I don't know. Is that cheap? Am I supposed to be bringing 100?
I think 20 bucks is an absolute drop in the bucket for what it costs to fill a boat with gas. It's like a larger boat.
I have not a single clue. But my theory is if we have six people and everyone's throwing in 20 bucks, like, you know, that's $120. Is that half the is that good enough?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I don't know if you're going to like this take.
Hit it.
But if I had a boat.
Yeah.
I am a person with a boat, and I want to fill the boat with my friends. And I don't want to bring people on my boat with the expectation that they're going to pay me for it.
That's I'm sure.
Isn't that why you have a boat?
That is a valid take. I think a lot of boaters feel that way. Who am I to guess? Why don't we just get a couple boaters on the line?
Are you a boater? Do you have a boat? Do you expect
Do you motorboat?
You motorboat? No, I'm just kidding. Do you expect your passengers, the people that you invite to hang out and eat your food on your boat all day, do you appreciate when they offer money? Do you expect for them to throw in some gas money? We know it ain't cheap. We don't know the actual dollar amount, but we know it ain't cheap.
We'd like to someone educate us.
Yes. So we want to hear from people who have boats. Do you expect your passengers to offer you gas money? And if you've been a passenger, you have a friend with a boat, so lucky. Give me your connect. Do you offer them gas money? 603-749-0975. We're just trying to learn about boat etiquette here on Kira and Logan in the Morning. Would really appreciate some guidance. 603-749-0975. Are you expected to offer the owners of the boat gas money if you are spending a day out on the open seas? 603-749-0975. Give us a call on 97.5 WOK. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the Morning. So we are trying to get edumacated on boat etiquette, nautical nonsense. If someone invites you out on their boat for a day, are you expected to chip in some gas money? If you own a boat, do you expect your passengers to offer this? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hello, Catherine. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So are you a boat owner or are you a, you know, frequent passenger?
We are a boat owner.
Perfect.
Okay. What do you think?
I think that you have the boat. You want people to go on the boat with you. So you don't expect anything. It's just for a good time.
Okay. Can you tell us what it costs to fill up your boat? Is that a crazy question?
Ours is old. Ours is like a 98. So it's not something souped up, so it's like about a bit over $100.
And what does that $100 get you? Like a full day on the boat? A half day? Like
that gets us like a full day, over a full day.
Okay.
Nice.
So it's $100
like
for a full day of boating.
It's a ski boat, so it's like tubing and stuff on a lake, not like an ocean boat.
Right.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing is it's $100 because people sometimes, when you go out, whether it's to dinner, you go out, you expect to spend about $100 to $200 for the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. When you stay in, not including the boat, like if you stay in with friends playing board games, that's a $0 night. But if you're going on the boat, it's actually a $100 day.
Yeah. At least.
That's not including the snacks.
That's what I'm saying. If you're doing 3 days, if you're doing a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's $300 in gas money every day. It's mm-hmm. a lot.
For a good time.
Yeah. You'd rather have companions on the boat rather than just you and your significant other every day. I mean, I'm sure that's nice too, but it's nice to share the wealth.
Yeah. I think if you open the invite up, then you shouldn't expect anything, but it's a good courtesy to bring, you know, something, either drinks or offer.
Okay. So no gas, but drinks and snacks are a good substitution.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. If your friends offered you gas money, would you take it?
No, probably not.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Very, very fair.
Nice to hear from you, Catherine. Good to hear from
a
boater.
Thank you so much.
Later.
Have a good summer. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the Morning. So we're looking to speak with boaters, people who own boats. Do you expect your passengers who are out with you for the day or the weekend to offer to kick in gas money? We know it ain't cheap. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, thanks so much for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan. Who are we speaking with?
Justin.
Hello, Justin. So are you the proud owner of a boat?
I am.
First of all, congratulations. What's it like to be rich? No, I'm just kidding. Do you like when people offer gas money?
I appreciate it, but it's definitely not expected.
Justin, we asked the last caller, and she said it was about $100 to fill their boat. Is that about the same for you?
No, it's usually more like $150 to $175.
Okay, and so is that, how many times a week are you doing that in the summer? Like that, I don't think people are realizing how much that adds up over the entirety of the summer.
We go out every weekend, and that's usually what it costs if we go out Saturday and Sunday, and we do that all summer, usually about 14 to 16 weeks.
You said
175 times 14.
175 times 14.
We're crunching the numbers here, Justin.
Stay tuned. Right. Yeah, I mean, so like you're looking at $2,500 for the summer.
That's just gas. That's not food and drink.
Nope, those are our vacations. Yep, but it probably costs about $10,000 to store it, to winterize it, to have the marina put it in the water for you. So about $10,000 a year.
It ain't cheap. It ain't a cheap hobby.
Nope, not at all.
But it's fun.
Kira, you want to go half? She's on a boat.
Very fun.
Who do you think I am? Do I look like Oprah to you?
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
I'm in radio.
Yeah, we both work in the same place.
Thanks for calling, Justin. It's been very enlightening.
Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome. Thanks.
See you, pal.
Enjoy boat life. Hello? You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Beckett.
Hello, Beckett. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Beckett, you're 11 and you already own a boat? That's amazing.
My dad owns a boat.
Okay. And does he expect people to pitch in gas money to fill up the boat?
No. It's 50 gallons.
50 gallons, you said?
Yeah.
That, I feel like that's a pretty big gas tank, don't you think?
Yes.
Now, does dad make you help out on the boat? Are you his first mate? Are you setting up the buoys and the bumpers so you don't get hit on the dock and stuff?
Yeah.
All right, so you're doing more manual labor than actual money.
Beckett's pulling his weight. What do Logan and I have to do to get invited on your dad's boat?
I don't know.
Beckett, come on, you're our connect here.
Yeah, Beckett,
we're
counting
on you.
Bring alcohol.
Yeah.
What an excellent suggestion.
We'll bring a couple Capri Suns and juice boxes for you too, pal.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Beckett. Enjoy the boat today. So we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. We'd love to hear from owners of boats. Do you expect people to chip in? If you're a frequent passenger of a boat, do you offer to kick in gas money? 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we're trying to learn more about boat culture and etiquette. We would love to hear from boat owners. When you take people out on the open waters for a day, do you expect them to offer gas money? 603-749-0975. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Nikki from Wyndham.
What's up, Nikki?
Nikki!
Hi, nothing much. Just trying to get through this work week so we can get to boating weekend, you know?
Yeah,
don't I know it.
Let's talk about that boating weekend.
Yeah, we've got a larger pontoon. It's got a 16-person pontoon. So it costs about $200 to fill.
Wow.
But truthfully, we can go a decent amount on stocky. It's only if you're tipping and trying to go really fast. It really burns through the gas, but we don't ask anyone for money. Honestly, we would be out there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the majority of people are saying.
Yeah, and it's more fun with people than it is without. So if I'm asking you to come on, it's nice when you offer, but I definitely don't expect it. It's not like, you know, inviting somebody to go to a restaurant to meet up. You wouldn't be buying their dinner otherwise. Like, we're going to be on the boat whether you're there or not, but we'd love to have you there.
Right. And it's kind of like having a pool, right? Like, you want to invite friends over to enjoy the pool with you. Mm. You're not going to ask them to pay for the chlorine in the pool, boy.
That's a fair comparison, I suppose. But like for boating, everyone who's called has said it costs $100 a day. Or in your case, it costs $200 a day. And it's just like, that's such a jarring amount that every time you're going out, it's a $200 day.
I sort of think that when you do own a boat, you understand the cost of boat ownership.
Right.
And if you're in that, it's just like having one of the bigger, larger cars that costs more in gas. Do you want the bigger car or do you not? You sort of understand what you're getting into.
Sure. Well said, Nikki.
If your passenger's on your pontoon, we got to play Little Big Town pontoon.
Sure.
If they offer for gas money, would you accept that?
Oh, we have accepted it with some friends because I also don't want to be rude and say no. A lot of the times people are offering because they want to contribute.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to feel obligated.
Okay.
Nice.
And you're welcome anytime.
Oh. We're welcome anytime.
I was waiting for that. All right, we're gonna take the rest of this call off the air. You tell me where the boat's parked, what we're doing this weekend, and what I can bring besides my shining personality.
I'm not bringing anything.
Thanks for the call, Nikki.
Thank you.
Let's win those.
Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. 3, 2, ready, say it, here we go. Hey. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Brandon, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Good day.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning yourself. All right. You're ready to play Can't Beat Kira for Little Big Town tickets?
I'm going to try.
That's all you can do. All right. So you got to give me the boot.
Kira, beat feet, please.
You beat it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to beat feet. Good luck to you.
We'll see you soon. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, you know I'll be back.
Yeah, I know you'll be back.
All right, Brandon, she's out of here. First one's multiple choice. Let's get it popping. Which one of these actors has not played a Spider-Man in any TV or movie? Andrew Garfield, Hugh Jackman, or Drake Bell?
Hugh Jackman.
Question number two. Today would be the founder of Ford Motor Company's birthday. Who is that?
Henry Ford.
Question number three, multiple choice here. USA Olympic star Hope Solo has gold and silver medals playing what sport for Team USA? Is that go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to say gymnastics.
Well, do you want to hear the multiple choice or you want to go with gymnastics?
I'm just going with gymnastics.
All right. Kira's coming back in, Doc. How are we feeling? What are we feeling confident today?
Two out of three.
Which one? The third one?
Yeah, I don't think I have that one. But, okay. I don't want the multiple choice.
Hey, Kira, what's up?
Shabbat shalom.
Yep, to you too. Question one's multiple choice here.
Okay.
Which one of these actors has not played a Spider-Man in any TV or movie? Andrew Garfield, Hugh Jackman, or Drake Bell?
I want to say Drake Bell.
Drake Bell? Is incorrect. He voiced Peter Parker, Spider-Man, on Disney XD series from 2012 through 2017.
I should know that. I'm a big Drake fan. Darn!
Hugh Jackman was the answer.
Obviously, he's Wolverine, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is Wolverine.
Yeah.
Brandon got that one right.
Good job, Brando.
1-0. Question number two. Today would be the founder of Ford Motor Company's birthday. Who is that?
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford, says Kira.
Henry.
And Brandon, both you got that right. Two Brandon, one Kira. Question three. It's no longer multiple choice because Brandon didn't want the multiple choice.
Thanks a lot, big guy.
And I got to tell you right now, Brandon got it wrong.
Oh.
Which is crazy. I was like, can I give you the multiple choice, please? And he said, no, thank you.
Stubborn as a mule.
How about that? Today is USA Olympic star Hope Solo's birthday. She has gold and silver medals playing what sport for Team USA?
Hope. I think she's a runner.
Runner, says Kira. Gymnastics, says Brandon. Very disappointing for both of you. She plays soccer. She's the goalie for the USA team.
Oh, but of course. A goalie gold, like yourself.
When they won the gold medal in 2012 and they went to the World Cup final in 2015. That was a bit painful. I digress.
Mm-hmm.
To Brandon. One Kira.
Sorry, Hope. I feel
beat
bad.
Kira finally.
You did. You beat me. He's eager.
He doubled her score.
Yeah, he did. It made it look easy. All right, here I go. My name's Kira. I'm from Hampton, and I can't beat Brandon. Brandon, it looks like you're going to see Little Big Town. Hold on a second. Have a great time. Okay, and I just want to remind you that we have a big announcement. We have been teasing it all day yesterday, today. It's happening this morning at 7:30. But for now, we are going to welcome in that wacky cast of coworkers we love to see every day. We call them the tribe.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
If friends kiss, should they talk about it after? Sean, what do you think?
If you're friends, who cares? If you're friends, you talk about it, right? That's what friends do. They talk about things, right? If you don't want to talk about it, go toss an anonymous post in the unofficial Dover page and other people will talk about it for you. Like, go. I'm serious. Like,
love that idea.
Talk it out.
Loving that idea. Ryan Sheehy, you have thoughts?
I would agree with both of you. You have to talk about it. Don't make it painful for me, Sean. I'm saying that because that is how my wife and I started our relationship. It was at work. We went out, our friends, our coworkers ditched us, we stayed out, had drinks, we ended up kissing, and we talked, and now we've been together for, yeah.
It worked out, right?
I can do the math. Thanks, Sean. Thank you. Yeah, you got to talk about it.
I think it completely depends on the level of chemistry there. Like, if you want it to be something a little more, if you've been wanting it to happen, yeah, talk, like, now's your chance. Bring it up. If it was like an oopsie poopsie, we had too much to drink, oh, please, you just, you know, you're both adults. Move along with your life. You don't have to make it a thing. But again, if you want to make it a thing, there you go. You so just open the door.
Rachel, you're suggesting only having that conversation if you're willing to explore a connection.
Yeah.
So if there's no, if it was just a one-off,
yeah,
haha, we kissed at a bar, you're saying avoid it like the plague.
You don't have to avoid it, but it's not like the next time you see them, you're like waiting to make eye contact and have a sit down. It's like, just keep hanging. Well, then you're
it's up to them to bring it up, right?
Exactly.
Takes two to tango.
That's the thing. Yeah, right.
What if you're the girl? The other guy could have loved it and he's ready to roll. You got to get the truth out there.
But then it's for him to bring up. If he's ready to hit the ground running, that's up to him to kind of acknowledge. If you just woke up and were like, oh gosh, that happened, but you don't care either way, it's like, nah, whatever. Keep living your life.
Wait, time out. So you're saying that if the guy in this situation wants it.
Yeah. It's up to him to bring it up. It's not like you kiss and now you're together.
No, I know, but why is it all on the guy?
Well, not even necessarily like, not even like guy versus girl, more just like if you're the one that wants to, like if you want that door to stay open, if you want to keep kissing three times at the bar, I think I know who this is about. The only single person in the room. I don't have proof, but I have an inkling. I've got a gut feeling. Yeah, no, if you want it to be something more, you gotta be the brave one to bring it up. If you're just like, it happened, I don't care, whatever.
But that's the fear. You don't have to do it. What if both people are under that circumstance? Both people are going, I liked that, but I don't know if they... I think that if they'll like it more, they'll speak up. Well, if they liked it more, they'll speak up.
Well, but then you have to go... Then you have to go with your own feeling. Like, if you think that you might want to explore, if there's, like, even that much of an interest to, like, kiss three more times at the next get-together, then yeah, you should just bring it up. But again, if you're like, eh, whatever, it happened, I'm neutral, you don't have to bring it up.
Okay, let's hear.
Yeah, what do you think, Lydia?
The horse is damn mouth.
So, from what I'm hearing about the circumstances, it's it's a long-standing friendship, and I think that we've both...
Mission. That looks personal.
Been through dating other people, been friends for a long time. So there's a weird, like, best friendship. Like, we always would be, like, we're, like, just buddies. And then there was just a lot of booze that night. But I think that it might be easier to not talk about it, and we haven't talked about it.
I think every individual in this room and in this listening radius who's experienced love, marriage, will say it's not easy.
What?
So you just said it'd be easier to just not talk about it.
Yeah.
If you want a relationship and you want to find love and you want to get there, it's gonna be hard and uncomfortable, and you gotta dig through those times. It's uncomfortable, and you gotta get vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Why did he sound like Hulk Hogan at the end? May he rest in peace.
Amen.
The tribe has spoken, so now we would love to hear from you. I think it's pretty clear. This is about our young Lydia. And
what?
She said, what? So yeah, what do you think? If you smooch a friend, does a conversation need to happen about it? Has this happened to you? Did it end up like it did for Ryan Shee, and now you have three beautiful kids? Or did you talk about it and then you lost a friend because it made it really weird? 603-7490. Zach Top, I Never Lie, 97.5 WOKQ. So yesterday, after the show, Logan and I gave a radio station tour to an adorable group of humans. It was three little triplets and then their friend. And we asked, you know, who's your favorite country artist? And a bunch of them said Zach Top.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Yeah, and then Penny said Katy Perry, which was a little confusing, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, Penny. Penny marched to the beat of her own drum, but that was really fun. We got to show them, you know, our microphones. They talked in our microphones. We showed them our, you know, performance space when we have artists come in. So that was really fun. If you guys are listening, we loved meeting you. So Logan and I have a major, major life announcement.
You're so used to saying concert announcement.
That's programmed.
This is not a concert concert announcement. I repeat, this is not a concert announcement.
It's a life announcement, and it's happening this morning at 7:30. That is, I know this is how time works, but it just keeps getting closer and closer.
And are you getting anxious a little?
I'm getting a little anxious.
Anxious, excited, or anxious, anxious?
Just plain anxious. Uh-huh. Just plain old anxious. Yeah.
Sure.
No, but you should be here at 7:30, and that is, you know, less than 25 minutes away. At this point, everything's
fine.
Breathe,
Kira, breathe.
No, everything's totally fine. So yesterday, if you missed the Daily Dose of Cuteness with my daughter, Gwen, I think we could all use this today.
Definitely.
This is her saying probably the longest phrase she knows at this point. My daughter, Gwen, 21 months old.
I love you.
So just remember that today. That's from me and Gwen to you.
Why don't...
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Very big announcement happening on the show today at 7:30. I know, I'm the queen of exaggeration.
She is, but she's not this time.
Really not. This is a big deal, and we need you to be here at 7:30. That is when the announcement is going down. But until then, we are keeping things light and fun and flirty with our question of the day for the tribe. Logan, hit him with the question.
Your pets were just given the ability to talk. What's the first thing they say?
All right, I'm on.
So I got two cats. The
call
eldest,
them kitties. Call them kitties.
Kitties. Eldest's name is Zima, winter in Russian. And my killer, the second, is a black cat named Kuro, black in Japanese. So Kuro's a killer. Kuro, if I let him outside, the first thing he would do is murder something else. And so Kuro would say, let me out. Zima would probably ask questions like, why do you hate me?
Uh-huh.
Because this cat is the stupidest. Like, he doesn't understand anything. I tell him to do something, he doesn't do it. And so he's oblivious, he's stupid, I friggin' hate him. And so I'm just so rude to the cat. Like, the kids hit him, and because he's just like, there. It's bad, dude, it's bad.
Sean, just to clear your name, you don't encourage your kids to hit your cat.
It sounds like he does.
I'd like to invoke my Fifth Amendment right. Well, thank you.
It's a really bad look. I'm just gonna say.
No, like, okay. Like, playful hitting, playful hitting.
You're done.
What you got, Lydia?
So there's two cats residing in my household right now. I think Robin would probably say, can you buy some more expensive wet food, please? Like, I'm sick of this dry stuff. And Odie is a very anxious queen, so I feel like she'd be like, why are there so many loud noises?
She'd be like, can I get a cat Xanax prescription?
Our two dogs, Luna and Whiskey. Luna would probably be asking why we got Whiskey. And Whiskey would absolutely just be telling us how scared he is of everything at all times. The wind blowing, whatever it might be. Every second he's scared.
What about your chickens?
We're not. Chickens have chicken brains. They don't have thoughts.
They're the dumbest animals I've ever met in my life.
Rachy pants.
So we have a dog, Gus, our Boston Terrier, and then we have a bunch of guppy fish that just keep procreating, so I won't go through all their names. And then we've got some snails and a bunch of baby, like little teeny tiny shrimps in our tanks. I think every single one of them would lie to our faces and be like, you still haven't fed me today. Even though it's like you're still licking the bowl. I still see fish flakes at the top. All they want to do is eat all day. So that would be it. Positive.
So Hillary is new here, and this is her first day on the tribe. Hillary, do you have a pet?
I have a dog. He's an Australian cattle dog mixed with a border collie, so he has tons of energy. So I think the first thing he would say is just throw the toy, because he will give me one. If I'm sitting and I just want to relax, he'll throw it at me, basically. So he could play fetch for hours, doesn't know when to stop. So that's definitely the first thing he would say.
Going hill. Good one. Okay, what about you, Logan?
So, yeah, I got two dogs. The second dog, Larry, he would probably say, hey, can you stop calling me fatso? Then he would probably say, also, can you stop closing the door and leave it open? And then he would say, when's it going to snow again? Because this dude just loves to sit outside in the snow. He's just a Bernese dog to a T.
I love that for Larry.
He's a good one. And then Mr. Miko, At first, he would say, hey, I never wanted a second dog. Can you return Larry?
Mm-hmm.
And then he would just proceed to tell on Larry like he does. I don't know if you know this or not.
Tattletale?
Miko's a tattletale. Because Miko, so my firstborn child, is like, he just wants to impress people. He'll go and give you a paw and sit and lay down and roll over and you haven't even said anything because he just wants to impress. It's the poodle in him.
Mm.
But if he knows Larry's doing something wrong outside, if he's wandering behind the fence, he will come in, he will go specifically to Missy, usually, and just whine. Like, Larry's doing something he shouldn't.
And do you say, Miko, snitches get stitches?
No, we say, good boy, way to keep your brother in check. We'll open the door and say, go find your brother. And then he'll come back in, whine, and we'll know Larry's doing something wrong.
Wow. I see a lot of myself in Miko, the people pleaser of it all.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to be the favorite.
The snitch. That's you.
No, I don't see that part in myself.
Well.
Okay. All right. So your turn. If your pet was just given the ability to speak, what's the first words that they would utter in the English language to you? 603-749-09. Should I talk to him?
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm gonna zip my lips.
So no, don't.
Just for a moment, so you can have a moment. But I'll be here. I'm right here with you.
Thank you. That's so nice. Am I crying already? All right. So, number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. That's how we start, right? So, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Shocker.
So, I'm really hoping that I can articulate this in the way that I feel in my heart. I'm going to do my best. This is going to feel like I'm throwing a lot at you. And I just want you to know that I shared all of this news with my own mother in one phone call. All of these pieces of news.
Can you imagine?
The dump that I did on
her.
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy. So I'm about to give you that same thrill. You're welcome. So if we've been teasing it on social media, this announcement, and if you had on your bingo card that I'm growing another baby in my belly.
Come on now.
You'd be correct about that.
Another thing's in the oven.
Another thing. Another muffin, if you will. So I am pregnant. Baby number two. Gwen is graduating to big sissy status.
Nice.
Bow, bow, bow.
So exciting.
Really exciting. And so that's happening in December. I'm about 19 weeks now. I can't believe I haven't said that yet. Have I been pregnant and doing radio for 19 weeks?
What's 19 weeks? How many months is that about? Is that three, four?
Four and a half months.
Yeah, good for you.
Baby is the size of a video game controller for you gamers out there. That comparison really hit home for my beloved,
okay,
Steven Greenberger.
Great, I'm happy.
Speaking of Steven.
Yeah, let's move on to news number two. This is a three-peat, by the way.
It's a three-peat. So around the same time that I find out I have another muffin in my oven, Steven, my husband, was kind of presented with this really exciting career opportunity, something that he's been wanting to do for a while, and it requires him to be in office in Boston 5 days a week. For those of you who have been along with me on the air since the beginning of my journey, you know I am from Massachusetts. I am from the Boston area. And I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't a little difficult to be, you know, raising a child without my support system close by.
For sure. Because every time you do that, it's a trip.
It
right?
is. Oh, yes. Either way, to see his family or my family.
Yeah, you can't just do a dinner. And I know that you miss that.
Absolutely. So with that being said, it's something that we've been thinking about, where we want to settle, where we want to raise our family. And with all of that in mind, I told him to go for the job. I said, you go, Glen Coco.
Mm. Supportive wife. Good wife.
That's who I
cool
am.
Cool wife.
Thank you, Logan.
Papa, I'm the comic relief here.
You will always be my hype man.
Yeah.
You will always be my hype man. So he got the job.
Yeah.
He got the job.
Woo!
And with that being said, you know, with all the things pending, the new bestie that is stepping on the scene in December, we have decided as a family we are going to move back to Boston, which means that I will be hanging up the headphones for a little while.
So this is the third piece of news.
This is the third piece of news.
This is the three-peat we were talking about.
I will be leaving WOKQ, and it feels so weird and real to say that out loud.
Yeah, I mean, have you been thinking, like, have you been, Doc, because I know this is a huge secret and a huge part of your life, and you've given so much of your life to this radio station, to this career. Does it feel like a bit of relief to announce it finally?
It does.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I haven't been able to be authentic.
Yeah.
With literally anybody.
Everyone.
Yeah. It's huge. 9 years on this station, I have lived so much of my life out loud. You know, I got proposed to on the airwaves. You helped me plan my wedding. You helped me kind of navigate through my mom's cancer diagnosis. Mm. When Steven was hit by a car 6 months after we got married, I talked through that on the air. Pregnancy loss twice. Welcoming Gwen into the world. The highs, the lows. It's really difficult to articulate what this job, and even calling it a job doesn't feel like it does it justice.
Sure. Yeah.
But what this has meant to me. But I don't want the narrative to get twisted.
Okay.
That I am.
What do you want the narrative to be then? What's the narrative, Kira?
Let's decide right now.
Okay.
Let's set the record straight. No, I just don't want it to sound like my husband is forcing me to leave this job I love, because this is a decision that we made together.
Yeah, it was a family decision.
And we've talked about it ad nauseum.
You're still teaching me words, even on your last day.
Now, nauseum, Logan, means...
Stop it.
I don't want that. And I'm not a huge fan. They have been great here at WOKQ, letting me kind of release this news in the manner that I want to. Mm. And I could have told you sooner than this, but I'm not a huge fan of long, drawn-out goodbyes, which will be shocking to everybody, because now your girl loves attention. You know that. But I want to focus on the positive. This is such a positive thing for me and my family. It is a new chapter for WOKQ. I know change is so hard, but if you remember 9 years ago, I had to convince you to like me. You know, like I was the new person here, and people didn't love that right away. But look at us now. We are two peas in a pod.
And if you don't think so, Kira will just convince you otherwise.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I really want to encourage you to embrace this new chapter in WOKQ. You will still be hearing Logan, a brother to me.
Oh, stop it. Do you want me to start crying at 7:30 in the morning? I'll do it.
The brother I never asked for, but I'm so glad that I got. Love him. It's not bad blood between me and Logan. I feel like I don't even have to say that.
No,
but
our
boss
not.
Was like, make sure that people know you still like Logan. Obviously, that is not the reason why. But
then, Kira, today and tomorrow, because we get you tomorrow too. Can we make that clear?
Yes, my last day is tomorrow.
Yeah,
did I not say that yet?
I just want to make it clear. But to make it clear, she's not leaving the studio right this second.
I'm not. No,
we got her today. We got her tomorrow. So we're going to be thinking about and reliving both you and me, but also the listeners, like all of the moments that you and I have had in the past few years.
I'm not just saying this, the most fun radio I've ever had.
It has been so funny. Even when you listening, you probably can feel the joy that Kira and I have, but I'm sorry to tell you this. When the mics go off, we have even more fun.
Well, don't tell him that.
I mean, I'm ripping my pants. I'm taking my shirt off for our neighbor, Sarah Sullivan, in the other studio.
He's not lying.
It's not even the shirt, too. The pants sometimes. But
this is an HR issue.
It's all because Kira has made this space so fun. And I think radio is such a cool medium, but it's a difficult medium because it's just listening. You don't get to see the emotion. But Kira, you've done such a good job of conveying your emotion and broadcasting your emotion, whatever that emotion may be, through the good and the bad. We talked about the hard times and the loss and cancer and your mother's cancer and Steven getting hit by a car, and the fact that you're comfortable and articulate and willing to be vulnerable and show everyone that side of you. It really speaks volumes to you as a person and in radio. And you've just been a light for everyone listening. So let's have some more fun the next day and a half. That's all we got.
Absolutely. And how am I ever going to process anything without yapping about it into a microphone to my 100,000 closest friends?
I'm sure you'll find a way.
I just don't know. So we threw a lot at you. That's that. As Logan said, we are going to take a stroll down memory lane, relive some of our favorite moments. We would love to hear from you. I am here today and tomorrow. I'm live. I'm local, baby, for now. So give us a call. I would love to talk to you. 603-749-0975. By the way, I know I'm talking way too long, but...
Who cares? It's your show.
Yeah, for the next 2 days.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm grateful to have this opportunity to say goodbye to you. My listeners, because I know a lot of times in radio, you say you're leaving and they're like, okay, well, I hope you had a good last show. And this was not like that at all. And I am so, so appreciative because you deserve closure. There's nothing worse than you turn on your radio and your person's gone and you have no answers and you're confused. And like, I don't want that for you. So I'm really grateful for all of us that we have this time together. So let's make it count.
Let's do that. And I got a surprise for you. Get some members of the tribe wanting to come in and share some of their favorite memories with you as well. So
you want the waterworks? Is that what you want?
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Big morning over here. Number one. Why? It feels normal to me. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. In case you missed our massive announcement, Logan is going to give you a Spark Notes edition now of what's going on in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Kira's pregnant, having a baby in December. She's leaving. She's moving to, do I say the town?
Boston.
She's moving to Boston area, and she's leaving us high and dry in the morning. Just kidding.
I deserve that because I left you.
But she is unfortunately leaving us, and tomorrow is going to be her last day.
So we are taking a stroll down memory lane. We're going to relive some of our favorite moments here on Kira and Logan in the morning. And we're live. We're local. We want to hear from you at 603-749-0975. Hello, Wendy. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Well, good morning, friends. How are you?
We're all right. How you doing?
What can we do you for?
Well, I'm getting a little tear in my eye. It's hard to say goodbye to our radio personalities. You know, I'm thinking of you, Kira, and my first thought is change is good. You got this.
I love, Wendy, I love that you were the first caller that said this, because I think that people associate change with stress and fear and the unknown, but like, this change is so positive and so good. And you should be celebrated for this change, as opposed to people thinking that it's any type of scary. Yes, the unknown is a little scary, but this is all for the good and all for the better of your family.
You see, this is why you guys are a good team. You take it from all sides and share your thoughts with each of us. And you know, if you go, you grow, right? We get a little stagnant and we sit. Forgive me, to quote a song, you know, Casey Musgrave, follow your arrow. You gotta just go and grow and enjoy those, you know, phases and stages of your life.
That's right.
Trust, I'm gonna follow that arrow.
Trust your rebel heart and ride into battle.
Oh, here he goes, trust quoting Lauren Elena, his wise prophet.
We love her as well.
We do.
She had a baby too.
She did. Just like Logan said, you're our first caller responding to this news, and I love that it was you, and I love that it was so positive and uplifting, because that's really helping me right now, because no matter what, I will have a little bit of, I don't want to call it guilt. I don't like to feel like I'm letting people down. I'm a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And I know how much fun we have in the morning. Mm. And I don't want to be the reason that people don't have fun in the morning. Not that they won't.
Right. Well, and we're pleasers too, but we can please to a fault. And the guilt is okay to be like, oh, I don't want to let anybody down. But I don't know. I think we learn a little too late in life to be just a little selfish, kind of family first and not me first. But, you know, you have to think about going to be best for you. Write this chapter the way you want it written and make those decisions that are best for you. We can be a little selfish. And Logan, you're going to do just fine.
Thanks, Wendy. I appreciate you. I learned from the best. I ain't worried.
Thank you, Wendy. Yeah. Don't
Wendy.
Be a stranger.
A be good.
Day. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
We would love to hear from you. I'm gonna miss your whistling.
It's so bad. I'm sorry.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you missed it, change is coming. Change is the only constant. I think I just made that up.
Mm-hmm.
No. Confucius said that.
Confucius?
You don't know Confucius?
You're
I still
Confucian-y.
Have so much.
to teach you, and I only have 2 days. All right, so if you missed it, I have baby number 2 growing in my belly. If you had that on your bingo card, you'd be correct. Also, me and my family are relocating to the Boston area to be closer to our family and our support system as we prepare to welcome in this new member to our squad due in December. So this means that I am departing after 9 years of yapping to you every morning here on 97.5 WOKQ. Not a decision that I've taken lightly, but I do feel like it is the best decision for me and my family at this point. But boy, am I gonna miss it. I'm even gonna miss that 4:30 alarm.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
It's been fun. And honestly, some of the most fun, I think, is when both of us have come in. Some of our best shows are the nights where Kira and I are up late the night before. We both come in exhausted with like 3-4. I mean, I'm specifically thinking about that time we hosted Hampton Idol. And a few beers may have been drinking and a little bit too late in the night, and both of us came in brutally just tired.
But you had never heard more unfiltered, unadulterated radio in your life.
Nonstop laughter.
Yes, yes. It is a absolute miracle that a swear didn't just fly out.
Well,
we don't have to talk about that now, do we?
That's a secret that we will take to our grave.
So tomorrow's my last day here on the air. And for the rest of this show today and tomorrow, we're going to take a stroll down memory lane, relive some of our favorite moments. We're also here, live and local, as we do. And we want to talk to you. So our phone lines are open at 603-749-0975. I'm really, really grateful to have this time with you, to have this closure, to say goodbye the way that you deserve it. So 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hey, it's John from Amherst. How you doing?
Hi, John. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm happy for you and simultaneously, of course, sad because you guys are so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah, we do have fun. This was not an easy decision to make, that's for sure.
Understood. So I didn't hear, maybe I missed it. Is there a vision for a new partner for Logan?
There's a vision.
There's
a
vision, yeah. We just don't know what the vision is.
Why, John? You interested?
No, I wish. I don't think I have the capacity for it. So I hope Logan's able to locate somebody that just has that amazing chemistry that you guys have had for a while.
I think it goes without saying that I'm going to do my very best to build chemistry with anyone, but I feel bad. I feel bad for the person who's coming in here next because, Kira, you've left such enormous shoes. Your feet are so big.
They're only getting bigger with each child that I have.
No, Kira and I, my chemistry with Kira, you're right. It's unmatched, and it's a true, natural friendship. Both of us have thick skin. We both roast each other. We both give it. We both take it, and it's been so much fun to be able to do that with her.
That's great, and I was reflecting a little bit. The magic of your show, in my opinion, is the fun, because if you guys dove every day into the latest bombing and murder and, you know, then I would not listen to you. But instead, I tune in, and it's like you bring a little fun into our lives, and it's just, it's a great way to start every day.
John, I love that you said that. That's one of the reasons I wanted to get into radio, because I wanted to remind people of the lightness of life. Like, obviously, there's a lot of heaviness and unmanageable things that happen every day. But if you think about it hard enough, there's always a reason to smile. And if you're listening to people that are joyful and lift you up, then it can just be that positive part of someone's day. So that's what I hope I've been.
You have.
For the past 9 years.
Absolutely. Great job. And it's a small world. We'll see you around.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And I'm not going too far. I'm not moving to Peru, John.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling.
See you, pal. Yeah!
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira. We are Logan. We are the world.
What did I write the other day? Kira and Logan Sherwood. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did.
Literally yesterday.
Yeah. It's like, that's not my name. So yes, that's us, Kira and Logan in the morning on 97.5 WOKQ. If you missed our big fat announcement, I'm going to get really good at giving the Spark Notes edition of this. By the end of today, I'm going to be really great at it. So I have a muffin in the oven, baby number 2, on the way in December. But wait, there's more.
My husband, Steven, got a wonderful new job, which is bringing us back to the Boston area. We've been longing for that since that is where we're from, and we wanted to be closer to our support system before this new squad member steps on the scene. So with that, I am leaving WOKQ after 9 years of yapping to you each and every morning, and tomorrow is going to be my last day here. So our phone lines are open. We're live. We're local, baby. I would love to hear from you. Questions, comments, concerns. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
This is Paisley.
Hi, Paisley. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Thank you so much for calling and for listening. To what do we owe this pleasure?
I was calling to say congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate that. How long have you been listening?
Since I got the tickets to Jason Aldean, like 3 or 4 years ago.
That'll make you a forever listener, huh?
Yeah.
You know what, Paisley? I have really good news.
What?
The fact that I'm leaving, I'm not taking the concert tickets with me. You can still listen to WOKQ and win your way into all of the hottest country shows here in New Hampshire. That's not going away.
I know.
She's great. Like, that's why I'm sticking around.
Mostly sticking around for you.
Aww. She's sticking around for you. I think a lot of people are sticking around for you.
That's really nice. But, you know, a new chapter is good. And I said it before, but I'll say it again. When I started 9 years ago, I was the change. And people didn't love it. And I had to convince the fine people of New Hampshire that I'm a good time.
You've reminded us day after day. And if people question it, you'll tell them right away.
No, I'm fun. Really?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, the next thing will be a change, but you'll learn to love that too.
Yeah.
Paisley, it's an honor and a privilege. Thanks for taking the time today.
No problem. Have fun in Massachusetts and join another radio station so I can still listen to you.
Oh!
Bye, Paisley.
Don't know how to answer that. Okay. Love ya.
Me too, bye.
Okay, and the messages are coming in on our WOKQ app.
Pouring it. I'll go through a few. April in Rochester says, congratulations, Kira, on the baby, on Steven's new job, moving closer to family, all the good things. You'll be missed in the morning on my drive to work.
Thank you, April.
Audrey Libby said, Kira, you have to come back and visit every so often to co-host the morning show. I co-signed what she said, by the way.
You're okay with that?
That would be, yeah.
What about the
great
new person? I don't want to step on any toes.
You stepping on toes? You don't mind.
That's what I do for a living. Continue.
TR the Orkin Man. Ready for this one?
No, am I going to cry? I love TR.
I would call in, but I don't want to get choked up on the radio. I'm happy for you as you continue your family journey, but I'm sad for myself. You've brought me so much joy over the many years that I've listened to you. I want to thank you for that. You have enriched my mornings for a long time. Oh, from TR the Orkin Man.
That's so nice. That is so nice.
Keep these calls and messages coming. Let's go.
Keith Urban. I met him one time. He smells so good. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you missed our big fat announcement that happened at 7:30, don't even worry about it. I'll catch you up right now. I have another muffin in the oven.
Baby check.
Baby number two on the way. December. Be there. My husband got a wonderful new job. It is bringing us back to the Boston area where we are from, so we'll be able to be closer to our family and support system before this new squad member steps on the scene. So with that being said, I am leaving WOKQ, and tomorrow is my last day on these airwaves. Hard to believe every time I say it. So the phone lines are open. I really want to get a chance to say goodbye and have our moment. 603-749-0975 is our number. Oh my word, we've kept you on hold so long. I'm so sorry.
Hello? Kira?
Hello? Who's this?
This is Redneck Mop.
Gina! How you doing?
Good, congratulations.
Oh, Gina, are you in the barn today? We have a bad connection.
No, can you hear me now?
Yes. Good.
Okay, awesome.
It's like a Verizon commercial.
Yeah. No, I had to pull over on the side of the road. I was driving.
You're good, Gina.
Ah, congratulations, Kara.
Thank you so
much. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to miss you. You guys make an awesome team.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We have a lot of fun. Yeah. But promise me one thing, Gina.
Anything.
Even when I go, you still have to put on 97.5 WOKQ for your chickens.
I listen to you guys for the chickens, for the horses, for the cows, everybody. Listen, though, but congratulations. Do you know yet if it's a boy or a girl?
I'm going to be surprised. I like a surprise.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. I'm in a Massachusetts person. I was going to say Masshole, but I'm a Massachusetts person myself. So
Massholes unite. I knew I always liked you.
I don't want to keep you. A lot of people want to say hi. So good luck.
But you're important, Gina. I'm really glad you got through today. Can't do
I started it. Smiling because I noticed now that you noticed.
I had your mic on for the last like 15 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because your whistling pitch was really top notch today.
I thought I saw it on, which is why I giggled. But thank you. What can I say?
Yeah, it's a gift. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning. Oh, man. Feeling the love. I am feeling the love. Made an announcement at 7:30. Were you sleeping? Shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. I'll fill you in. So I have another muffin in the oven. Baby number two on the way, dropping in December. I like talking about my babies like they're albums. And also, my husband got a wonderful new job, which is bringing us back to the Boston area where we are from, bringing us closer to family and our support system, just in time for this new little bestie to enter our lives. And with that being said, we have made the decision as a fam bam to relocate to Boston. And it is my second to last day here on these airwaves.
Are we sure about it? Are you having regrets? Are you sure? You don't want to change your mind?
Why? You want me to change my mind?
Yeah, of course.
Actually, now that I'm hearing how loved I am.
If you expect me to get down to my hands and knees, I will.
I would love to see a bag.
All right. Well, we can talk about it.
Okay. We are taking your calls. I'm really grateful to have this chance to have closure with you, to say goodbye to this audience that has truly become family over the last decade. So our phone lines are open. Our messenger, the 97.5 WOKQ app, that's open too. But our number is 603-749-0975 if you'd like to chime in. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, Kira. It's Mimi.
Hi, Mimi. How you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Everybody is going to miss you. You're such a joy to listen to in the morning. Logan is going to be lost without you.
Definitely. I'm already lost. She's in the room still, and I'm like, are you sure
he's
about this?
He's running into walls. It's really crazy. So, no, he's going to be just fine. I taught him well.
You did. And when you announced that there was a big announcement today, I knew you were going to have another baby, though I didn't. You blindsided me by leaving the radio station.
She's blindsided all of us.
Yeah. I know. No one had that on their bingo card.
Well, I guess you're going to be a stay-at-home mom for a while, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to have some good time, good quality time with my little nugget Gwen, and then welcome in the new edition, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, maybe in the future you will be back, but whatever you do, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Great to hear from you.
All right, take care.
Thanks for listening.
You got it.
WOKQ, can you hold on?
Hello?
Actually, no, you don't have to hold on. We're talking to you. What's your name? Where are you from?
Should I say guess or do you know who this is?
I know who it is.
It's Renee Day. What's up,
it
queen?
Hello. I felt like at first I was just going to text you and I thought my girl deserves a call. And then I kind of couldn't get through for a bit and I thought she doesn't even want to talk to me. But it like warmed my heart so much because I'm thinking everybody wants to call and wish you well. And it made my whole morning.
Thank you. And thanks for being persistent and trying. I'm glad you got through.
I mean, I'm happy and I'm so excited for you because, you know, we always have different chapters in life and this is going to be a new chapter for you. And I know that you've given so much to the community and it's hard to kind of put ourselves first and our family, but this is going to be so great. So awesome. And it reminded me of when you were pregnant the first time and we were at an event for Cinco de Mayo and you're like, can you get me a virgin drink? And I was at the bar, like, trying to make sure that no one was putting anything in your drink because not everybody at the station knew. And so to be part of, like, a second chapter is so exciting.
You are a real one for that. Yeah, I sent Renee up to the bar to do my dirty work. I was like, nobody can know. And she was in on it.
I mean, keeping a secret is not Kira's thing, but it was also stressful for me.
It's not Kira's thing.
It's really not my thing.
And I didn't want anyone to know, and I did want her to be poisoned. But baby Gwen is great, so clearly everything is fine.
Exactly.
Hopefully Boston will be better, and it also actually just reminds me that I just need to be, like, more present in life because I don't reach out to you as much as I should, and it's because I hear you every day on the radio. So I feel like I know what's going on in your life, but now I'm like, I'm going to have to be a better friend, so
Congratulations.
Well, don't be a stranger. Keep in touch. Ooh. And you listen and keep in touch with me, too. Let's be friends on Instagram if we're not already at Kira Luhu, so you can stay in the loop. I'm probably going to do some kind of radio show from my closet. I won't be able to shut up, but that's not in my genes.
You're going
to
compete with me? Are you freaking kidding me?
I'll go on at a different time.
Thank goodness.
I'll go on at a different time.
Okay. I'm going to sleep in, and then I'll do my show.
Thank you.
Okay. Love you, Renee. Thanks so much.
Yeah, love you, girl. Have a good one.
Loving these calls. Loving these messages. Oh, feels so nice. So, do we have some more messages?
We got a lot of messages, girl. Okay. I'll read a few right now. Jesse from around the road says that you're going to be truly missed. She loves listening to you every morning, especially in the past 3 years. Cannot believe that you're leaving.
Let's give Jesse from on the road what she gives us.
Okay. Mwah! Love you, Jesse. We need Kira to have a little studio in her new home so she can work from home. That was Melissa's suggestion in Rochester.
Okay, I love that.
Not a bad idea. Mm. Pretty good idea, in
fact. Can I afford that? I'm going to look into it.
We'll talk about it. Alicia wants to know if she can be your replacement.
Oh,
Alicia from Groveland.
Shooting her shot.
Yeah.
No, I like that in a woman.
So,
you have to be aggressive. Some people just knock on the radio station door and then they get a job.
And if you don't know, that was me. I was the guy that did it.
It says,
can we just relive that real quick? Because what a moment. I knocked on the door, and Kira comes to the door after like an hour. Kind of rude. Kept me in the cold in February.
I thought you were someone else's guest.
And then
therefore someone else's problem.
Kira's like, hello, what can I do you for? And I was like, what can I do you for? I'm about to be your co-host. And I gave you a card, and that the rest was history.
Yes, and whenever I tell people that story, they're like, wait, he just showed up at the front door? He must be kind of a weirdo. And I said, well, yeah.
Yeah, and then also, actually, here's something funny that maybe you listening don't know. The first story that I told Kira, this was a terrible idea in hindsight, but it worked out because here we are working together. Do you remember the first story?
I, of course, remember.
Kira told me where she lives, and I said, oh, I'm very familiar with your building. I break into there all the time.
Yes, he did. He's like, I use your roof deck. And I said, you're the reason that we have to change the code every week. It's because people like you.
It's a great building in downtown Portsmouth with a beautiful view of the downtown. And
should we give people the code?
Yes, it is two. I don't even remember it
no,
anymore.
They certainly changed it by now. Good times. Good times. Yeah. All the bars are closed. One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. In case you missed the massive announcement that happened at 7:30 this morning, I'll fill you in. I have another muffin in the oven, baby number two, stepping on the scene in December. My husband, Stephen, got a wonderful new job, which is bringing us back to the Boston area where we are from, closer to family, just in time for this new member to join our squad. So with that being said, this is my second to last day here on WOKQ. Tomorrow will be my last day, and we are taking your calls. We are going to take a stroll down memory lane. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Doug from Newton. How you doing?
Hi, Doug. I'm well. Thanks for calling.
I'm the guy that brought your flowers at the Campers Inn the other day when you were over there.
Oh, Doug, a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you so much for those flowers. They're beautiful, and they lived forever. I mean, not forever, but a long time.
I wanted you to know that my key lime pie present brought me $50 in a pizza party for the club here. We were pretty happy about that. That was pretty cool.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that.
It was pretty cool.
Key lime pie was code for the scratch tickets that I gave at my my last event, and he got a scratch ticket.
How about that?
Yeah. $50 richer.
So you can't leave.
Okay, yeah, someone had to say it. If I can, I can. Then I guess I have to stay.
Yeah, Logan, down on your knees. Let's go. Let's get it done.
Where I belong, baby.
Thank you so much for making time to call and for listening every morning. It means the world.
I don't know.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning. Do you think the people that have been with us all morning are sick of hearing my news over and over again?
What news?
Oh, okay, so I'll catch you up.
Oh, that's right, you're knocked up again.
We even said that. I used to say knocked up all the time when I was knocked up.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're knocked up.
I am, yet again, baby number two in the oven, dropping this December.
Dropping?
Like an album, you know? And then also my husband, Steven, got a wonderful new job, bringing us back to the Boston area, where we are from. We'll be able to be a little closer to family and our support system as we prepare for this new addition to our squad. So with that being said...
Say the Q word.
Huh?
Say the Q word.
No, I don't want to.
Come on. Here, quit.
I quit. No. I'm hanging up the headphones just for, you know, for a little while and departing as your morning co-host on WOKQ after 9 years. So crazy. I'm grateful to have today and tomorrow to say goodbye to you. It's been an absolute joy to hear from all of you on our 97.5 WOKQ app via message or so many phone calls. We're trying to get to them all. 603-749-0975 is our number if you want to chat. Hi, thanks for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Kira.
Yes.
Logan's dad, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, we can tell you're on the freaking job site. You going to give us a bit better quality or what?
Oh, don't get loud with him.
Is that better?
It's much better.
It's great. Sorry. But I'm sorry about him.
So first and foremost, I want to say congratulations to you, Stephen, and baby Gwen. I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah. And the next thing I want to say is thank you for being such a great mentor to Logan, my son.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Yeah. This is good. Yeah, I don't have to do it enough. Thank you.
He's speaking on your behalf.
So we're gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss Steven too.
I know. You guys have a real bromantical thing going on, and it's special.
But it happened, and it happened so organically too. You know,
it really did. But you know, we're not moving to Peru. We're just gonna be down 95.
I hope we get to see you often.
Absolutely. And yeah. Back to mentoring Logan. That not to get too warm and fuzzy about it, but it has been one of the biggest joys of my career is having someone like him here. Never cracked a mic, as we say in the biz. Just watching him flourish, it's been awesome, and I know it's just the beginning.
Thanks for saying that.
Did
hey,
we lose
sorry,
it?
I don't know what happened.
Kira said the most incredible and soft and sweet things, and you didn't even get to hear it.
I heard it's been a great joy. I'm not sure. She's being kind.
Yeah, that's it. She's being kind.
Thanks for making time for us, Dave.
We're really gonna miss you, Kira.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck in everything you guys are doing, though. I'm really happy for you.
Okay. Don't be a stranger. Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Well. Cat's out of the bag now. I'm knocked up again. Not only that, I am relocating back to the Boston area. Me and my family, not just me. And my unborn child, to be closer to family, our support system, as we anticipate the arrival of this new addition. And with that being said...
Oh, there's more. Yeah.
This is my second to last day on these airwaves. So we are opening up the phone lines, opening up our hearts, and we're going to have a proper goodbye. Because after 9 years of yapping in the morning, I think we all deserve that. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Jim Bob from Farmington.
Hello, Jim Bob. Good to hear from you.
Congratulations first on the baby.
Thank you so much.
And here's a trivia question for you, Kira.
Okay.
You remember when we first met? Where it was.
Was it Shorty's?
Nope. It was at the Farmer's Kitchen in Farmington.
I love that spot. God, is that place good.
And then when you first met my wife, Shelly, was at the Mexican restaurant in Manchester.
Shorty's.
Yes. And do you remember what I did that night for you?
Question three of the three-round trivia.
Yes. So Stephen had just had his accident, and we were right in the middle of Shorty's, right in the middle of people taking tequila shots. We held hands, and we prayed for him to get better, and he did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. And I don't know if you know Logan, but I'm an ordained minister, too. But we are going to miss you, but congratulations again.
Heavens to Betsy, one of the artists I've been lucky enough to meet during my time here on 97.5 WOKQ. And can I just say, what a hunk.
Who's your favorite artist that you've met?
Keith
Urban?
Yeah.
Okay, why? Just because
he smells like heaven.
Yeah, you always say the smell. That, really, that was it?
Well, I did my Australian accent for him.
Yeah.
And we had a good laugh. He said, that's so bad. Yeah. Do it more. And so I did it more.
Yikes.
I'll stop now, though. 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Oh, man. I have said my news so many times, you'd think I'd be concise about it, but I don't think that I
have
been.
Do it as fast as you can. Ready, set, go.
I'm having another baby, and Steven got a job, and we're moving to Boston, and I'm leaving the station.
Perfect job. You did a great job.
But where's the heart? Where's the heart?
Okay, do you want to do it with a little more heart?
So I'm so... Yes, I have another muffin in the oven. That was on a few people's bingo cards when we were teasing this big news. A lot of people didn't see it coming, that I'm hanging up the old headphones and leaving my position here at WOKQ after 9 years of yapping to you in the wee hours of the morn.
We are due for a break.
I didn't say I'm going to stop talking. I didn't say I was going to stop talking. So it has been, in all seriousness, a real gift to have today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's my last day.
If you come in.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might sleep
what
in.
What are they going to do, fire you?
I'm going to go out tonight. I'm going out tonight. So who knows? No, I'm just kidding. To say goodbye to my listeners, it's been a treat. It's my heart is warm. It's so wonderful to be hearing from you. And I think we should take one last call, don't you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, here we go. Hi, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning for now. What's your name?
Nicole and Peyton.
Hi, Nicole and Peyton.
Peyton?
Yes. We had to call and say bye.
Thank you for saying bye. And thank you for being such loyal listeners to us in the morning.
Absolutely. We're going to miss you. Oh, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Logan, I'm so sorry.
For what?
Yes, for what? For Kira leaving me high and dry alone?
Yes.
It's
well,
okay.
Nicole, you don't have to be sorry. Logan, I'm sorry.
Thank you for acknowledging what you're doing to me. No, are you kidding me? I'm so, so incredibly happy for Kira because as much as it's going to be different doing radio either by myself or with someone new or whatever the next chapter here looks like, it has been such a privilege to work with Kira. I've already sprinkled this a little bit to Kira and our coworkers, and I'll tell you and Peyton that it is so cool to watch Kira do what she does. And you listening, you get to hear a unique side of it because it probably just sounds like really good radio and good music and good timing to have a joke introing a song, and Kira does all that stuff, but I quite literally am the only person on the planet, excluding your past co-hosts, who have had the privilege to sit and just admire what you do from a technology or behind the scenes standpoint, and it's freaking awesome.
Thank
it's
you,
so
Logan.
Cool to watch you do what you do.
Nicole, you pulled that out of Logan, so thank you for that.
Hey, you're welcome.
Very tender moments here on Kira and Logan in the morning.
That's the compliment for today.
Absolutely.
You're not getting another.
No, that is my compliment. That's my double down. I will not take it back.
Okay, nice. I like how you did that.
Oh, Logan, you're so sweet.
So sweet. So sweet. They don't make them sweeter.
No.
Well. Love you, Nicole. Love you, Peyton.
Love you guys. Good luck.
Later.
Bye.
Oh, Logan, we have fun, don't we?
Yeah. I just thought of something because we a minute ago before we took the call, I asked who your favorite artist was that you've met.
Mm-hmm.
You listening, tomorrow is Kira's actual last day. Shoot us a message on our app or our Instagram. Let's do like a tell-all. Whatever you want to know about Kira's time in radio, let's do like a Q&A tell-all tomorrow. Give us those questions all day long. Shoot us a message on the 97.5 WOKQ app or the Instagram, and we'll go through and answer as many as we can tomorrow. Because again, what are they going to do? They ain't going to fire you. You're already leaving. You already quit. You can tell all.
So we can get salacious is what you're
telling
me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still here, so you can't throw me under the bus for some stuff.
Like then what can I do?
I guess that's all the secrets that you have is me doing illegal things.
100%. No, that's such a great idea. Thanks for saying that. So yeah, we'll take your messages and on Instagram too. If you have any questions, we'll address them tomorrow on our show for the last show of Kira and Logan in the morning.
No tears today yet.
I know.
I could see a choked up moment or two, but we'll work on that for tomorrow. I promise you listening tears.
You want waterworks? I'll give you waterworks. But in the meantime, Jess on the Job is next. So is 30. 30-